morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Have some tips here for getting your yard and garden in tip-top shape as things start to green up. If you have bearded iris in your yard, our yard and garden experts from ISU Extension have some tips if you are wondering about things you're noticing with your iris. If they're no longer blooming, it may be because they are getting a little thick. Bearded iris should be divided every 3 to 5 years, as the plants will become overcrowded and then will not bloom well. July or August is the best time to dig, divide, and transplant bearded iris, so if you have those coming up in your garden and you're noticing them not throwing as many blooms as they have in the past, turn your calendar to July or August and make a quick note to get those divided and moved around your yard before fall hits. You may also want to check and see where they are planted. Lack of sunlight could be another possible reason. Bearded iris do perform best in full sun, which is at least 6 hours of direct sun per day. If your plants are in partial shade due to a new structure, a tree that has grown and is now throwing shade, or because of the original planting location did not have as much sun as you thought it did, you can also dig those up again in July or August and move them to a different location in your yard that has a little more sun. When you're planting, dig a hole large enough to accommodate the roots and rhizomes, the little bulbs at the bottom. Build a mound in the center of the hole, place the rhizome on top of the mound, and spread the roots in the surrounding trench. Cover with soil. When planted, the rhizome should be just below the soil surface, and the roots should be a little bit deeper than that to provide that supporting structure to the plant. If you have iris plants that are starting to look poorly, you may want to check for iris borer. This is a serious pest of the bearded iris plant. The mature stage of the borer is a grayish moth that emerges in late summer. Female moths lay eggs on iris foliage and other nearby plants in late summer and early fall, and these eggs hatch the following spring. Small caterpillars then bore their way into the iris foliage and feed on the leaf tissue. Over time, they tunnel down through the leaves and into the rhizome under the soil and feed inside the rhizome, destroying the plant from the inside out. You may also see secondary bacterial rot invading rhizomes that have been damaged by iris borers. These will become soft and foul-smelling. You can control iris borers by sanitation and timely application of insecticide. Remove and destroy any dead iris foliage in late fall to eliminate iris borer eggs. Watch foliage in summer for brown leaf tips or dying leaves, as this may be a sign that the borers are starting to feed inside the leaves. If you notice symptoms, dig and check the rhizomes and discard any that have holes or infestations. You can also apply an insecticide in spring when the new shoots are 4 to 6 inches tall to reduce the infestation by killing the larvae when they're still small and before they bore into the leaves. Check labels and always read and follow label directions and make sure you're selecting insecticides that are labeled to control the iris borer. As you're also headed around the yard and garden this summer, we get lots of questions about controlling weeds in the home lawn and garden. Oftentimes, especially when we've had rainy weather and cooler weather, sometimes our weeds seem to grow faster than the plants we want. If you have weeds, for example, in your asparagus planting, the weeds will compete with that asparagus for light, water, and nutrients and reduce your yields. Cultivation and hand pulling are the best way to control weeds in asparagus. Hoe or till the planting periodically in spring and early summer. Cultivate lightly to avoid damaging the emerging asparagus spears. You can use Gramoxone or Roundup for a weed burn down before the spears emerge in early spring to manage larger areas. And then after the final harvest, Roundup can be applied directly to the weeds and limiting any herbicide exposure to the cut asparagus stalks. Obviously, you don't want to kill back your asparagus, so you have to be very careful with that. And again, if you have the weeds in and around the asparagus stalks, that tilling or hand pulling is still going to be the most effective. If you have dandelions and other broadleaf weeds in your lawn, you can control these in small areas by pulling and digging, and usually easiest after a soaking rain or deep watering, but this is often ineffective on deep-rooted plants. Effective control with broadleaf herbicides may be the only practical control, and this should be done by applying an herbicide product containing a mixture of 2 or 3 herbicides. The best time to do this is in fall, from mid-September to early November, as these can be applied as liquids or granules and then will be soaked down into the roots as the plants are storing nutrients to overwinter. So you would meant to make sure you apply those as the weather starts turning cooler again, mid-September to early November is the time to do that, and that will control the weeds that would have emerged the following year. Pre-emerge herbicides for crabgrass will not control broadleaf weeds, and the two should not be mixed. Crabgrass pre-emerge should be applied in early spring before the crabgrass has a chance to germinate. Similarly to asparagus, if you have weeds in your strawberry patch, you want to get those under control to ensure plant health and fruit production. And similarly to asparagus, cultivation, hand pulling, and mulching are the most practical weed control measures. You want to cultivate often, but keep it shallow to control weeds. Destroy the weeds before they have a chance to flower and produce seeds. The best way to keep seeds from dropping and germinating is putting clean, weed-free straw or other organic material as a mulch between rows in new or established plantings. Herbicides are very rarely an option in strawberries because they will, of course, kill the strawberry plant in addition to the weeds, and they also make it so you cannot harvest your strawberries for several days in the middle of peak harvest season. If an older strawberry planting becomes too overgrown with perennial weeds, you may want to select a new weed-free location. You can remove the viable strawberry plants from the old bed and replant them in a new weed-free bed. This is common every 5 to 7 years in home gardens as strawberry patches start to get weedy. Again, more information there from our horticulture specialists. If you have specific garden questions, we encourage you to give us a call or check out our online horticulture frequently asked questions. You can search by topic or by season to learn all about common issues in the garden. We also do still have a little bit of room on our Cass County Master Gardeners driving tour if you would like to head out on a carpool trip towards central Iowa. That's happening on Thursday, June 3rd. And again, we do still have a little space on that trip. If you would like a registration form or want more information, you can find that on our website or give us a call here at the office. For all of our upcoming events and programs, 712-243-1132. Find all of that information on the Cass County Extension website or our Facebook page, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.